Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Today we're going to continue our adventures through St. Petersburg, Russia. Do you remember the nickname for this beautiful city? Yes, that's right. It's called City of Royalty. Well, let's review the name of today's lesson. Today's lesson is called St. Petersburg, Russia, City of Royalty. Now, today our lesson is going to take us to Peterhof Palace. Then we're going to visit Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood. And we're going to take a look at a city cruise. Sounds like an exciting lesson. Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin. Follow me.
St. Petersburg, Russia, City of Royalty. Peterhof, Petrodvoryet, Palace. A visit to Peterhof Palace is like being transported back to the time of the Russian emperors. Indeed, the palace was the official summer residence for Peter the Great. The famous emperor founded the palace in the early 1700s. Architects used Peter's designs to create a splendid complex consisting of several palaces and three parks. Later, Peter's daughter Elizabeth had the grand palace, park, and fountains expanded. Today, the lower park is a visitor favorite with its 150 fountains.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 residence 这个名词， SID 这个字根有坐或放置的意思，所以 residence 是指居所或住宅，是一个比较正式的用词。例如 ,the official residence of the prime minister is now under renovation. 首相官邸现在正在装修中。Residence 也指居住，这个时候是一个不可数名词。例如 ,Chicago is the tycoon's main place of residence.芝加哥是这位富豪主要居住的地方。它的动词是 reside, R-E-S-I-D-E。例如 ,the movie star now resides in London with her husband. 这位电影明星现在和丈夫定居在伦敦。接下来我们看的是 splendid 这个形容词。S-P-L-E-N-D 这个字根有发光的意思。所以 splendid 是指壮观的、宏伟的或者是豪华的。例如 ,from the hotel room, you can enjoy a splendid view of the whole city. 从旅馆房间内你可以看到这整个城市的壮丽风景。或者是 ,this splendid cathedral is a must-see sight if you're visiting the city. 如果你去这个城市观光，这座宏伟的教堂绝对不能错过。Splendid 也指极佳的。例如 ,Nancy looks splendid in her red dress. Nancy 穿这件红洋装看起来好美。Alrighty, Gabe, this is your special moment because we're going to continue talking about the five must-sees from yesterday.
That's right. So far we've learned about the bronze statue, or the bronze horseman, right? Mm-hmm. And the State Hermitage Museum. And right now, let's see if I can pronounce this place correctly.
It's Peterhof Palace.
Right, but there's a word right there in the middle, Rebecca.
Oh,
do you have it?
Right, yeah. There. Oh, right, right.
Yeah, Petrodvoryet.
Oh, that sounds pretty good to me.
Do we have any Russian viewers or listeners right now? I hope you're smiling. Petrodvoryet?
Well, I usually call it the Peterhof Palace.
Right, you usually talk about this, huh?
I usually do.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this is what the Peterhof Palace looks like.Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, really. It is. Man, water and fountains have a way of making buildings and places look even better and more spectacular. I would like to visit this place. Okay, well, we read here, a visit to Peterhof Palace is like being transported to the time of the Russian emperors.
Transported back to the time.
That's right, transported back to the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to talk about this phrase, to transport back. Now, what does this mean? Well, this just means that you go back to a particular place or a particular time era.
Exactly. And so that's why we wanted to talk about this phrase, is because usually when we see the word transport, we think of taking something from one place to another, but you can kind of be transported back in time if you visit mm-hmm. certain places or if you watch certain movies, right? Like Back to the Future was all about people being transported from one time period to another through a time machine. And Rebecca, isn't there a place in Virginia where you can visit and it, the people are dressed in certain costumes, and it's almost like you're being transported back to a certain period in American history?
Yes, you are thinking of Williamsburg.
That's right, Williamsburg.
I love Williamsburg. When you go there, it feels like you're being transported back to the colonial era, so back to the 1700s.
Exactly. So that's mm-hmm. another great place to visit as well, if you want to get that feeling of being transported back in time somewhere. But there's another phrase here in this sentence, the time of something. What's that about?
Yeah, so when you can use this phrase when you're wanting to talk about or discuss a particular era or period of time.
Okay, so we're learning about St. Petersburg here,
right.
and being transported back to the time of the Russian emperors. I've read some Russian novels, and I think they were written around the time of Russian emperors. It's kind of interesting to see the influence in these stories. But Rebecca, if you could be transported back to the time of something, let's say the colonial era in the United States, would you like to do that?
Let me think. Maybe to a certain degree it would be nice.
Interesting.
It would be interesting. It would be fun to experience what it was like to live during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I feel like it would be hard to go from living during this time to the 1700s.
That's right, because right now we're living in an age of technology. We're living in the time of information. I guess we could call it the age of information. Everything
yeah.
is so convenient. And to go back to another time would be a little difficult. But it would be interesting to go visit a place like the Peterhof Palace and see what it looked like back in that time, the time of the Russian emperors.
Indeed, the palace was the official summer residence for Peter the Great. The famous emperor founded the palace in the early 1700s. So it's been around quite a long time.
That's right, okay. And architects used Peter's designs to create a splendid complex consisting of several palaces and three parks. And we read later Peter's daughter, Elizabeth, had the grand palace, park, and fountains expanded. So that picture we saw a minute ago with the fountains, or this one, some of them were installed by his daughter.
Yes, by his daughter Elizabeth.
Nice.
Because the fountains, well, our lesson says the fountains were expanded.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy fountains. I think they're quite nice.
Yeah.
Well, today the lower park is a visitor favorite with its 150 fountains. I didn't know that there were so many fountains.
Right. And like I said earlier, and like you just mentioned, you know, water or fountains, things like this do make a place special to visit. Well, there's a phrase here, a visitor favorite. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we talk about this word, a visitor favorite,
mm-hmm.
this just means that something that a lot of people like the most. Actually, it doesn't necessarily mean a lot of people. You could say that this cafe is Gabe's favorite, and Gabe's just one person.
Nice. That is
right?
just my favorite, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's a visitor favorite, that means a lot of visitors happen to like this place. It's one of their favorite places. It's really popular. We could also replace the word visitor with, you know, a fan favorite.
Ah, yes.
And that means if there is a band who maybe, for example, a band who plays a lot of different songs, well, what's one or two of the songs that a lot of people like? That is a fan favorite. For the Beatles, Yesterday, or Twist and Shout, those were fan favorites.
All right, now it's time for us to take a closer look at one of our students' favorites, and that's the InfoCloud.
That's right.
Oh. Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, I want to talk about cruises.
I love going on cruises.
Cruising on a big ship is certainly fun, but I wanted to talk about cruising through life.
Ah, good idea. If you cruise through the water on a ship, then you have a very smooth ride and the trip is very enjoyable. There are also people meeting your every need on the ship.
In the same way, if someone cruises through life, they enjoy what life offers them without taking responsibility for anything.
While cruising through life might sound nice, it is generally a negative thing because responsibility is important and people should care about their lives rather than just letting things happen around them.
Right. Another analogy we could make is related to a car rather than a ship. Don't just go along for the ride. Sit in the driver's seat and take control of the wheel.
Cruising through life and enjoying the ride might be nice for a little while, but taking control and having responsibility is much more fulfilling in the end.
很多人喜欢在大型游轮上度过一段海上巡航的假期。Cruise 就是乘船旅行的意思，特别是在海面上，是非常悠闲愉快的。当你说 He is cruising through life, 就是在说这个人生活很悠闲，没什么负担，也不用负什么责任。但是若是这种生活方式维持太久，就会让人觉得这个人太过顺其自然，太没有责任感了。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom.Well, earlier in our lesson, we visited Peterhof Palace. Do you enjoy palaces and castles? If so, you might really want to go to St. Petersburg, Russia, and check out Peterhof Palace. Well, right now, we need to check out the Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood. What's that all about? You're going to find out now.
St. Petersburg, Russia, City of Royalty. Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood. This brightly colored church with its onion domes and distinct architecture is one of St. Petersburg's most recognized landmarks. The church contains beautifully detailed mosaics created by famous artists of the time. A City Cruise.One of the best ways to see the city is by water. Boat rides along the rivers and canals provide an opportunity to view famous bridges, magnificent cathedrals, imperial palaces, and more. No matter what form of transportation you use, a trip to St. Petersburg is one you'll never forget.
OK, 其实我们看 dome 这个名词 ,dome 在这里是指穹状的屋顶。例如 ,under the glass dome of the botanical garden is their green room. 在植物园的圆形玻璃屋顶下就是他们的温室。或者是 visitors to the observatory dome can look at the stars through their big telescopes. 参观天文观测台的游客们可以透过这些大型望远镜来看星星。dome 也指圆顶的体育场。例如 ,our home team will be playing at the dome tonight. 我们的主队今晚会在圆顶体育场比赛。最后我们看 architecture 这个名词 ,A-R-C-H-I 这个字根有统治的意思。所以 architecture 在这里是指建筑风格，它是一个不可数名词。例如 ,Notre Dame in Paris is a great example of Gothic architecture. 巴黎的圣母院是哥德式建筑的一个很好的范例。Architecture 也指建筑学， 例如 William wants to study architecture when he goes to college. William 上大学的时候想学建筑。如果去掉字尾的 U-R-E, architect 是指建筑师。例如 the Miho Museum in Japan was designed by the famous Chinese architect I.M. Pei. 日本的美秀博物馆是由极具盛名的中国建筑师贝聿铭所设计的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So now it's time for us to talk about this church as a really long title. Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood. What kind of name is that?
Well, I am sure they put a lot of thought into that name, Rebecca. I'm not sure the history or why, they chose this name, but...I have seen this building in several movies, and I'm sure you have too.
Yes.
I just didn't know that this is the name for this building.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
Well, this brightly colored church with its onion domes and distinct architecture is one of St. Petersburg's most recognized landmarks.Onion domes. Did you see those onion domes?
Exactly. So they're not made of onions, of course, but they have the shape of onions, those domes at the top. Okay, well, let's take a look at this word landmark. What is a landmark, Rebecca?
A landmark is just a building or place that's easily recognized, mm-hmm. especially one that helps you, well, know where you are, or something that kind of signifiesSomething of importance in the area that you are in.
So speaking of where we are, we're in Taipei, right? Of course, the most obvious landmark is Taipei 101. another landmark is the Grand Hotel. Because it sits on a hill, people can see it from miles away. I visited Da Nang in Vietnam last year, and one of the landmarks in that city is this bridge.That's in the shape of a dragon. And the dragon's head even spits out fire at a certain time. It was a cool landmark.
That is really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, back to this church. The church contains beautifully detailed mosaics created by famous artists of the time.
Oh, man, I like mosaics. That's a kind of artwork where you piece together different tiles to create a big picture.So this is something you can see at the, in St. Petersburg and at this church. But what about that phrase at the end of this sentence, Rebecca, of the time?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I wanted to talk about it. Now, you can use this phrase when you want to talk about the time or the period of time in which something was living or built.
Okay, so there are so many different time periods in history, right? Think about one.And then talk about someone or some place that was famous, something of the time. For example, let's talk about the Civil War in the United States. Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, was one of the most influential people of the time.
That's right, and he definitely was.
Yeah.
Well, let's say that you're not really interested in going to Peterhof Palace or Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood,Don't worry, we have something left for you to check out, and that is a city cruise. One of the best ways to see the city is by water. Boat rides along the river and canals provide an opportunity to view famous bridges, magnificent cathedrals, imperial palaces, and more.
And perhaps you could even see some of the things we've been talking about from this cruise.Well, the very last sentence here says, no matter what form of transportation you use, a trip to St. Petersburg is one you'll never forget. And that's another useful phrase we want to talk about. It's something that you'll never forget.
And we hope this phrase is one you will never forget.
Nice.
This just means that something is so memorable, you will always remember it.So let's talk about it a lot, so you'll never forget it.
Yeah, for example, Rebecca and I have mentioned Yosemite before here on Studio Classroom, and that's because, and the reason we talk about it over and over again is because it's a place that you'll never forget if you visit.
And you know something else I know that you will never forget?
What's that?
That is a review skit.
Oh, yeah, you'll never forget this.
Oh, no.
So this is St. Petersburg.
The city of royalty. Isn't it amazing? Look at all the water running through the city.
There must be at least 100 rivers and canals.
And that's why it's called the Venice of the North.
St. Petersburg is a planned city. The citizens here are never far from the water.
Now, did you know that St. Petersburg was established by Peter the Great?
Yes. He was Russia's ruler in 1682 to 1725. His dream was to build a capital city that would be a display of Russia's growing importance in the world.
And he certainly succeeded. But St. Petersburg is no longer Russia's capital.
No, but it is still one of the world's most beautiful cities. It abounds in rich cultural experiences with palaces, museums, and much, much more.
So, what should we see?
There are 5 must-sees for every first-time visitors.
And they are? 1 is the Bronze Horseman that took over 12 years to complete. It honors Peter the Great.
Yes, that's one.
And another one is the State Hermitage Museum. It has over 3 million items in 350 rooms.
Wow, that sounds amazing!
And then, there's the Peterhof Palace. It's like being transported back to the time of the Russian emperors.
Sounds great. Architects used Peter's designs to create a splendid complex.
What else should visitors see?
The Church of the Savior on the Spilled Blood. This brightly colored church with its onion domes and distinct architecture is one of St. Petersburg's most recognized landmarks.
Wow, sounds beautiful.
Oh, and then there's one more thing, a city cruise. It's one of the best ways to see the cities. Famous bridges, magnificent cathedrals, imperial palaces, and much, much more.
Wow. St. Petersburg, it's a city of royalty.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe, we've talked about all 5 must-sees in St. Petersburg, Russia. Where would you like to go?
Actually, I would really like to check out that church, that most famous of landmarks, the Church of the Savior on Spilled Blood. I just read here, Rebecca, that it was built in memory of Alexander II, or Alexander II, who was assassinated in 1881. So that's the origin for the name.
Interesting. Well, friends, where would you like to visit if you went to St. Petersburg, Russia? Talk about that in English and come back next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Check this. A friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.